हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। कठोपनिषदि कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये कठोपनिषदि प्रथमोऽध्याये द्वितीयावल्यां वयम् अधुना सप्तमश्लोकमन्त्रस्य शाङ्करभाष्यं पश्यामः। नो, अष्टमश्लोकमन्त्रस्य न एत् मन्त्र अष्टममन्त्रः। ओके, नौ नचिकेतस् न्यू दट् ही मस्ट् आस्क् फार् दि आत्मज्ञानम् अण्ड् ही मेड् द बेस्ट् यूस् आफ् दि आपर्चुनिटि आफ् बीङ्ग् ब्लेस्ड् वित् त्री बोन्स् अण्ड् ही एक्साक्ट्लि वाट् ही शुड् आस्क् फार् फस्ट् टु बोन्स् अण्ड् एस् अ थर्ड् बोन् ही आस्क् फार् आत्मज्ञानम्। Even though he was very young, he knew the freedom, moksha was possible only through jnanam. So that is why he made it very clear, and he wanted only atma jnanam. But how did he know that he must approach he must get this jnanam only from a teacher? So because he knew atma jnanam alone would revelate a person, so he was very particular about Atmajnanam, receiving Atmajnanam, and he also recognized Lord Yama as his guru, and he used this opportunity, accept him as a guru, he asked for this Jnanam. So Nachiketas did not need to know that he needed a guru, and Nachiketas did not know who should be the guru also, he already knew. But still, Upanishad, by way of making Lord Yama imparting knowledge to Nachiketas, Upanishad makes us all understand, all Vedanta students understand, how important it is to study the Shastram properly, systematically from a competent teacher. Guru Mukhad Eva Jnanam Praptavyam. Guru Mukhad Eva Shastra Pataha Shrotavyaha. Only from the teachings, one must listen to the teacher to have this Jnanam. And self-knowledge should not be pursued independently. Self-enquiry should not be done independently. It must be only with the help of the teacher. The Shastram emphasizes this because, again, who should be the teacher? If one should study from the Shastram, one should study the Shastram from the teacher, one should not independently involve oneself in self-enquiry, only with the help of the teacher, that is fine. But who should be the teacher? It is worth studying the Shastram only with the teacher who knows the Sampradaya. For a person to know the Sampradaya, he or she must have studied the Shastram also. So here, the teacher's qualification is also emphasized in this following mantra. Let us read the mantra here. नरेणावरेण प्रोक्त एषः नरेणावरेण प्रोक्त एषः लिसनिङ्ग् डेण्टल् नकार सेरिबल् नकार डिफरेन्स् मस्ट् बि वेरि क्लियर् ओके प्रापर् सान्स्क्रिट् स्टूडेण्ट् मस्ट् हेव् द डिफरेन्स् बि एबल् टु डिफरेन्शियेट् दिस् सौण्ड्स् डेण्टल् सेरिब्रल् Nakara and Nakara respectively. Okay? ప్రోక్తయేషః సువిజ్ఞేయో బహుధా చింత్యమానః అనన్య ప్రోక్తే గతిరత్ర నాస్తి అణీయాన్ హ్యతర్క్యమణు ప్రమాణాత్ నరేణావరేణ ప్రోక్తయేషః సువిజ్ఞేయో బహుధా చింత్యమానః అనన్య ప్రోక్తే గతిరత్ర నాస్తి అణీయాన్ హ్యతర్క్యమణు ప్రమాణాత్. సో నరేణ అవరేణ ప్రోక్త ఏషః సువిజ్ఞేయః బహుధా చింత్యమానః. సువిజ్ఞేయః సువిజ్ఞేయః భవతి. సి విజ్ఞేయః మీన్స్ క్యాన్ బి నోన్, జ్ఞేయః క్యాన్ బి నోన్, విజ్ఞేయః వెరీ వెల్ నోన్, వెరీ క్లియర్లీ నోన్. సు వి టూ ప్రిఫిక్సెస్, జ్ఞేయః క్యాన్ బి నోన్, విజ్ఞేయః క్యాన్ బి నోన్ వెల్, వెరీ క్లియర్లీ క్యాన్ బి నోన్ వెరీ వెల్, క్యాన్ బి నోన్ వెరీ వెల్, క్యాన్ బి నోన్ వెరీ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ. సు అండ్ వి మీన్స్ అసర్టివ్లీ, doubtlessly, assertively, doubtlessly. The we implies doubtlessness, so implies assertiveness. Assertively, doubtlessly, atma cannot be known when it is imparted, proktaha. See again, prakarshena uktaha, uktaha, ukta is a participle, proktaha simply said, uttered, told, revealed, unfolded. So proktaha, when imparted. Yeshaha atma, yeshaha means, why yeshaha again? Third person singular pronoun yeshaha. Referring to atma, when the pronoun yeshaha is used, it is the nearest self. What is nearer to you? It is I. You are the nearest to yourself. When compared to everything else, the nearest, what is nearest to you is yourself. Therefore, the nearest I is referred to as what? Eshaha. Because until you arrive at the truth, you have to use this word Eshaha. But once you arrived at it, you can say what? Aham Brahma Asmi. That's why I am Atma Brahma. This self is Brahman. So always is third person singular pronoun I am or Eshaha is used to denote the self which is the nearest self. So Eshaha, this all pervasive reality of the entire cosmos, which alone lends existence to time, space and everything in the world, has to be arrived at as the nearest self, as the very truth of I. That's why all pervasive Atma is implied by the term Atma, because the all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost self alone is implied by the term Atma. Therefore, Yeshaha Atma అవరేణ నరేణ ప్రోక్త ఇంపార్టెడ్ బై ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ ఇంపార్టెడ్ బై అవరేణ నరేణ. నరహ ఈజ్ అ మ్యాన్, నరహ షుడ్ బి టేకెన్ ఎస్ ఎ టీచర్ హియర్. అవరేణ నరేణ, ఎ టీచర్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ఫీరియర్ caliber. That means a teacher of inferior qualification. Avarena Narena Proktaha. Who is inferior here? Inferior teacher. An incompetent teacher who does not know Sampradaya, who is not qualified, who does not have these qualifications. What are the qualifications we understood in our Mundakopanishad? Brahmanishtam, Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam Gurumeva Abhigachet. One should approach a teacher who is Shrotriyaha and Brahmanishtaha. Brahmanishtaha means one who has clear vision of the reality obtaining as one's own Swarupam. Very clear. For the reality of the whole universe is my Swarupam. Is there is my Swarupam. Thereby one who sees one's own self as Brahma. One who sees one's own self being Brahma. Thereby one who sees one's own self being non-separate from Ishvara, the whole. One who sees all that is there is only Ishvara because Ishvara is Brahma. Thereby one who sees, one who has a clear vision is Brahmanishtaha. Brahmani Nishtha Yasya Saha Brahmanishtaha. And not only Brahmanishtaha, Shrotriha also. Shrotriha means one who is of profound knowledge. One who has heard systematically, regularly, with a total commitment for a length of time from a teacher. And then who has done even Shravanam Mananam with the help of the teacher. Thereby who has understood the teaching methods, the unfoldment of the method of unfoldment of the nature of the reality already built in the very Shastram. The methods are built in the very Shastram. One who understood, to understand the methods of unfoldment being built in the Shastram, one must study with the help of the teacher only. Such a person is a Shrotriyaha. So, Shrotriha Brahmanishtaha is Varaha Sikshakaha, Varaha Guruhu, Varaha Acharyaha, is a appropriate teacher or great, good teacher. But Avarena Proktaha, the person Avarena Proktaha, the person who is not competent, incompetent teacher, Avarena Proktaha, imparted by such a person, Yeshaha, na, here you are, Bahudha Chintyamanaha. Bahudha Chintyamanaha. See, Bahudha means Chintyamanaha, being thought, being imagined, being visualized, being understood, okay, being thought differently. Being thought differently means what? In being thought in different ways means what? Bahudha means what? Suppose go to YouTube and listen to so many people are teaching. So many classes are coming up. Nothing wrong if you have all a clear understanding. When you listen, then you can validate. That's a different problem. Until one has thorough study, very important. Suppose listen to different, different shastras also. So, when being given to the habit of listening to too many things also, what happened then? It will give rise to entertaining different thoughts pertaining to the thing. So, Bahudha Chintyamanaha, Bahudha, in different ways or in various ways, Chintyamanaha, being thought of with Atma, na suvigneyaha, cannot be known clearly, assertively, doubtlessly. Whereas, if a person is taught by Varaha, definitely he cannot miss the vision. Understanding will happen. If he is Uttama Adhikari, immediately Shravanam itself is enough. Or Madhyama Adhikari, of Shravanam and Mananam also is important. But most of the people need Nididhyasanam also. But the problem is, even for Nididhyasanam, one must have that mental preparedness. Why we emphasize mental preparedness so much? So agitation-free mind, a relatively tranquilized mind, a tranquil mind, a peaceful mind, steady mind is very important for a person to involve himself in contemplation. Shravanam can bless a person with the jnanam. It help a person resolve the jnanam, no doubt. Shravanam will bless definitely jnanam if he is a competent, the teacher is a competent one, no doubt. But Shravanam, as soon as you have done Shravanam for some time, if you think you have understood the teaching, and many people have this false understand knowledge that they have no, they understood. No. After Shravanam only helps to resolve the ajnanam. Okay, ajnanasya nivritti eva bhavati shravanena. Punaha, shravana anantaram, mananam api avashyakam. Mananam also is important for people. Because for majority of the people, even 99% of the people, mananam also is important. Very rare 1% of people alone are highly prepared minded. So we don't need to feel guilty about it. If at all we need, okay. Shravanam does not make a person jnani. Shravanam should be followed by mananam. What is mananam? Repeatedly listening to what has been heard and understood, reflecting upon what I've understood and resolving the doubts. Only then doubts also will rise only when you re-listen to the same thing. Okay, when Shravanam is repeated, then there'll be doubts will come and doubts will resolve also. Mananam. And this for Shravanam and Mananam, one must do with the help of the teacher. After Mananam, Nididhyasanam is dwelling upon the clear understanding. A doubt-free clear understanding a person has is Nididhyasanam. And for which one must have that steady mind. The restless mind cannot contemplate. Cannot even understand where's the question of contemplating. That is why always emphasis is preparedness, preparedness, preparedness. So much emphasis is given because we know how restless our minds are. We are very intelligent, very sharp. You can grasp the teaching so quickly. You can understand. Even you can, doubts also become resolved. But you don't assume, you're not able to assimilate it means having all the understanding, the knowledge does not become handy for in situations for you to be objective, not to be affected, to enjoy that freedom means still you don't enjoy the benefit of the teaching. Therefore, what? Nididhyasanam is a must. And for which one must have very, very relaxed and peaceful mind, steady mind. And the steadiness of mind implies also Purna Vairagyam. Purna Vairagyam. Purna Vairagyam means highest degree of Vairagyam one must have for a person to be highly contemplated. That's why preparedness is emphasized. Anyway, so here, Ananya Prokte, what I'm saying this way, for a person must be, one needs a guru until he finishes the Shravanam and Mananam. Nididhyasanam, a person can do independently without the help of the teacher. The teacher enables a student to become contemplative independently, being supportive of him throughout through the Shravanam and Mananam. Only then a person can enjoy the complete benefit of this clear knowledge. Okay. Therefore, here, having said that, Ananya Prokte Atra Gatihi Nasti. Ananya Prokte Gatihi Atra Nasti. Ananyaha means the person who is Brahmanishtaha, who is Shrotriyaha. Highly competent teacher is Ananyaha, is meant by the word Ananyaha. Highly competent teacher is meant by the word Ananyaha. And who is competent teacher? Brahmanishtaha and Shrotriyaha. And why Brahmanishtaha alone is meant by another expression, Ananyaha. So he is not only a Brahmanishtaha. There are many Brahmanishtaha who become high, exalted people of wisdom, jnanis, without even having gone through some Shravanamaranam in this Janma. There are many Brahmanishtaha. How do they become Brahmanishtaha without going through Shravanamananam? They become Brahmanishtaha because of their hard work they would have done in their previous Janmas. As a person whose spiritual journey would have started in some other Janma must have worked, living a life of karma yoga, going through Shravanam and going through Mananam and practicing tapas, they must have really lived a life of, life as spiritual seekers and through proper ways also. Such people who would have gone away before even having this assimilated vision, and such Mahatma, such evolved people who would have done a lot of hard work in their previous Janmas, who would have gone through the proper spiritual journey in the previous Janmas, and when they come back again, and then they enjoy the benefit of all their hard work they would have done in the previous Janmas, then they easily attain Jnanam, and somehow things work out for them that they become Brahmanishtaha. Such Brahmanishtaha cannot become the teachers, because whatever they say may be profound statements, which are profound statements of facts, which are as good as Upanishadic statements, again, which need to be unfolded. So we cannot enjoy the benefit of such profound statements, because they do not convey anything for us. So they must be considered as the inspiring gurus. We can go and bow to their feet. Okay, if you think, because the lifestyle of a jnani reflects his vision. So seeing the lifestyle, we can understand whose lifestyle reflects his vision and wisdom. We can take such Mahatmas as for inspiration. We can bow to their feet, get their blessings. But they cannot have the status of being your gurus. They're as good as Bhagavan. They can become an altar for Bhagavan. You can bow to them. But there are Brahmanishtaha. There are Kshotriyaha. But they're not Brahmanishtaha. Who have profound knowledge of the Shastram. Can communicate also. But then there's Nishtata. Nishta is not there. Means then also sometimes it won't be effective. Therefore, here Ananyaha is a person who is Brahmanishtaha and also who is a Kshotriyaha. And why such a competent teacher is meant by this expression Ananyaha? Yasya Anyaha Nasti Saha Ananyaha. Yasya Anyaha Nasti Saha Ananyaha. Yasya anyaha nasti saha ananyaha. See, for the person in whose vision there is no second thing, a second person, he is ananyaha. In whose vision all that is there is only Brahma. Who is ananyaha? The one in whose vision all that is there is only Brahma. Advitiyam ekam. Okay, Advaitam Brahma, in whose vision all that is there is one secondless non-dual reality. There's no second thing other than the reality. The second person other than the reality. There's no second thing other than Brahma. Anyata nasti yasya. Anyaha nasti yasya. Anya nasti yasya. Saha ananyaha. The one for whom there's no second thing other than Brahma. Absolutely. Even though he lives in this world of duality, interacting in this world, in world of duality, living in this world of duality, as an individual, interacting with the external world, accepting the duality, perceptual duality, he accepts the duality perceived in this world. Nobody can deny the perception of duality. Isn't it? So accepting the perception of duality, understanding the duality being mithya, one who has a clear vision of absoluteness of non-duality, okay, hacha person is ananyaha. Got it? Ananyaha jnani. Ananya prokte, when, see Satya Saptami, when this Atma Jnanam is imparted by an ananyaha, a competent teacher, agatihi atra nasti. Agatihi nasti, double negatives. Agatihi atra nasti means definitely gatihi asti. Moksha is definitely there. Accomplishment of absolute end will be definitely there. Means one cannot miss the attainment of, one cannot miss the attainment of the absolute end moksha. Which means gatihi means an end. Agatihi also means understanding. Avagatihi. Gatihi is means avagatihi. Agatihi nasti means there's no possibility of having wrong understanding or misunderstanding or confusion at all. Agatihi atra nasti. Okay. Misunderstanding, wrong understanding, non-understanding is not at all possible. Is not there. Which means there will be clear understanding. When the nature of the self is imparted by an ananyaha, understanding is definite. Understanding is definite. How is it said? There is no non-understanding or misunderstanding or wrong understanding. Agatihi nasti means gatihi asti. Agatihi, agatihi here is anavagatihi nasti. And non-understanding is not possible, is not there. There is definitely clear understanding. And here, aniyan, hi atarkhyam anupramanat. He is there. He, aniyan. See, anu means small. Aniyan, smaller. Aniyan, anupramanat. Why aniyan? That this reality is subtler than the subtler. Subtler than the subtle. Okay, so here, aniyan being subtler than anupramanam. See, pramanam, anu means a small or subtle. Anupramanat is subtler than, tinier than atom. Anupramanat is subtler than, tinier, subtler than the subtle form of atom. Anupramanat. Atarkyam. Why atarkyam means, you know, tarkya means that which can be argued about. Tarkya, potential passive participle. Tarkya. Tarkyaha, that which can be argued about, that which can be reasoned out. Okay, that which can be logically arrived at is tarkya. But here, atma is what now? Atarkya, atarkyaha. Atarkya means not available for any logical reasoning. cannot be arrived at logically, logical reasoning. Now it is beyond reason, atarkyam. Therefore, what? It is subtler than the subtle form of atom, and therefore it is not available for any logical reasoning, because it is the very swarupam, truth of any reasoning. Any reasoning is possible because of the very truth. The truth obtaining as the Atma is the very swarupam, very truth, because of the presence of which any logical reasoning is possible. And that Atma is not available for any logical reasoning. Therefore, anupramanat. Okay. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Avarena narena proktaha bahudha chintyamanaha yeshaha na suvigneyaha, cannot be known at all clearly. Ananya prokte agatihi atra nasti. When it is imported by an ananyaha, definitely there is no misunderstanding, wrong understanding of this Atma. And here, anupramanat aniyan hi atarkyam. So here, that which is subtler than the subtle form of the atom is non-arguable, cannot be arrived at through logical reasoning. Beyond reason. The very truth of the reasoning. Okay. We'll see the mantra here. Nahi narena. Nahi narena. Okay. Narena, what Shankaracharya writes here? Manushyena, Naraha, Manushyaha mean the same. But please remember, in Bhagavad Gita class, I also taught this. Okay. We also learned this. Naraha, actually, another meaning of the word Naraha is what now? Nariyate iti Naraha. Do you remember this meaning? Nariyate iti Naraha. Nariyate means that which does not become destroyed. That which is indestructible is Naraha. Actually, even reality, Ishvara Swarupam, Ishvara is also said to be Naraha. But here, Naraha simply means Naraha, man, Nari, woman. Therefore, Narena means Manushyena, by any human being in general. Okay. Avarena. Okay, the Manushyaha indicates a teacher. And who is Avarena? Shankara Bhagat Pada does not say anything about Avarena, but he says, Manushena Avarena. So, Varaha, opposite of Varaha is what? Avaraha. Varaha. Actually, even the bridegroom also said to be Varaha. Varaha means bridegroom. Vadhu means bride. But Varaha means choice. Vrunoti chooses. And Varanam, choosing. Varaha is a choice. Varanam, choosing. Varaha, choice. The best choice, okay, is Varaha. Okay, sometimes maybe wrong choice also. That's different. That's a power of the power of the. That is Varaha. But here also, even here, Varaha means exalted. Varaha is exalted here. So Avaraha means what? Not competent. Okay. Not good enough. Avaraha is inferior. Varaha superior. Avaraha inferior. Varaha exalted. Avaraha not very good. That's the meaning. Not worst or bad, we say. Not that good. So, manushyena avarena proktaha. Okay. Proktaha, as I said, imported. Now, avarena, வாட் இஸ் தி மீனிங் ஆஃப் அவரேன? அவரேன மீன்ஸ் ஹீனேன. சங்கராச்சாரியர் ஹீனேன. ஹீனஹா மீன்ஸ் அகெய்ன் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் இன்ஃபீரியர் இஸ் ஹீனஹா. ஹீனேன. ஓகே, ஹீன ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் டிவைட் ஆஃப், ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் வித்தவுட். புத்திஹீனஹா, புத்திஹீனஹா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஒன் ஹூ டஸ் நாட் ஹாவ் திங்கிங் கெப்பாசிட்டிஸ் புத்திஹீனஹா. ஒன் ஹூ புத்திஹீன, புத்தி ஈஸ் தர். இஃப் யூ டு நாட் மேக் யூஸ் ஆஃப் த புத்தி, யூ ஆர் செட் டு பி புத்திஹீனஹா. யூ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் புத்தி. பீப்புள் ஆல்வேஸ் புத்தி இருக்கா? டு யூ ஹாவ் புத்தி? புத்திஹீனஹா மீன் ஒன் ஹூ டஸ் நாட் திங்க் ப்ராப்பர்லி. ஒன் டஸ் நாட் மேக் யூஸ் ஆஃப் த புத்தி இஸ் ஆஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ஆஸ் குட் ஆஸ் நாட் ஹேவிங் த புத்தி. ஓகே, புத்திஹீனஹா, தர்மஹீனஹா, கிருபாஹீனஹா, ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் டிவைட் ஆஃப் கம்பேஷன். ஹீன மீன்ஸ் வித்தவுட் டிவைட் ஆஃப். பட் ஹியர் அவரஹா குரு இஸ் ஹீனேன. ஓகே, பிராகிருத புத்தினா. பிராகிருத புத்திஹி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பிராகிருதா புத்திஹி யஸ்ய சக பிராகிருத புத்திஹி. பிராகிருதா புத்திஹி யஸ்ய சக பிராகிருத புத்திஹி. பிராகிருத புத்திஹி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஹூ இஸ் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் நாட் எட் ரிஃபைன்ட், ஹூ இஸ் நாட் எட் பிகம், ஹூ இஸ் நாட் எட் அசிமிலேட்டட் தி டீச்சிங். பிராகிருதா புத்திஹி. சம்ஸ்கிருதம் மனஹா யஸ்ய சம்ஸ்கிருத மனஹா. சம்ஸ்கிருதா புத்திஹி யஸ்ய சம்ஸ்கிருத புத்திஹி. ரிஃபைன்ட் மைண்டட். அசம்ஸ்கிருத மனஹா வி ஆல்வேஸ் யூ ஹவ் சீன். இது பிராகிருதா புத்திஹி யஸ்ய பிராகிருத புத்திஹி. பிராகிருத புத்தினா. Okay. See, prakritam means here, samskritam means refined. Prakritam means not refined, unrefined. So not yet to become refined. Here, unassimilated. Prakrita buddhihi means the person in whose intellect vision has not yet been assimilated, ascertained. If the vision has not been assimilated, ascertained, what happens? In spite of having understood the teaching, the person who is still incapable of enjoying the benefit of the teaching, which means who still has the habitual error. But the problem, the person who still has his habitual errors, means still has identity with the body, mind, sense complex. In spite of having understood also, prakruta buddhihi means, again you can understand, prakrutau buddhihi aham buddhihi yasya. Prakrutau aham buddhihi yasya. Prakrutihi here means material, matter. Prakrutihi means matter. Prakrutihi also means material, body, mind, sense complex. பிரகிருத்தௌ அகம் புத்திஹி யஸ்ய சக பிராகிருத புத்திஹி. தி பர்சன் ஹூ ஸ்டில் ஹாஸ் ஐசன்ஸ் இன் தி மெட்டீரியல் பாடி மைண்ட்ஸ் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ். தி ஒன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் ஐடென்டிட்டி ஸ்டில் வித் தி பாடி மைண்ட்ஸ் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ். So, when you are even a jnani, when he interacts in the world, he has to have identity as an individual. But still, there must be objectivity also. Without objectivity, and the person who, like any jnani who still has identity with the body, is prakruta buddhihi. Okay. So, here, prakruta buddhina, kinena. By a teacher of inferior caliber, which means the one who still has identity with the prakriti, body, mind, sense complex. Okay. Iti etad uktaha. Okay. Iti etad. Iti etad full stop. Next. Uktaha. Uktaha means important. Who is important? What is important? The eshaha atma. Uktaha here means this atma which has been imparted. The nature of the self which has been imparted. Eshaha atma. Yam tum mam prachasi. The atma which you ask me for now. Atma means what? The knowledge of the atma which you ask me for now. This knowledge imparted by a teacher who has not yet ascertained his vision and wisdom, who still has identity with the body, knowledge, that atma. That's the meaning. Yaha yeshaha atma yam tvam mam prachasi. Yam tvam mam prachasi. That atma jnanam, that atma which you ask me now. Okay, that atma. Okay. If it is imparted by an avaraha, prakrita buddhina heenena avarena sikshakena acharyena uktaha, what happens? Suvigneha na bhavati, does not become understood clearly. Okay. Nahi, next. Nahi. Sushtu samyak vigneyaha. Nahi sushtu. Sushtu means well. Samyak vigneyaha. Su means sushtu. Samyak vigneyaha. Well understood. Na samyak vigneyaha. Na sushtu samyak vigneyaha bhavati. Does not become clearly, doubtlessly understood well. Okay. Vignatam shakyaha. Vignatam shakya. It is not possible to understand. Vignatam na shakyaha. It is not possible to understand that subtlest atma. It cannot be understood well, clearly, if it is imparted by an avaraha, prakrita buddhihi hinaha acharyaha. That's the meaning. Yasmat. Why? Because yasmat karanat bahudhasti. Bahudha. Asti. Nasti. Karta. Akarta. Shuddha. Ashuddha. Iti. Anekadha. Chintyamanaha. Vadibihi. Why? Because it cannot be understood very clearly, doubtlessly. Why? Because yasmat means yataha. Because yasmat karanat. Why it can be understood very clearly if it is imparted by avaraha, prakrita buddhihi heenaha sikshakaha? The reason is bahudha chintyamanaha vadibhihi. This atma is thought in different ways, variously by many people of many arguments, people of many schools of thought. Vadi here means, vadi means a person of a given school of thought is a vadi, who has his own view, who has his own argument. Is a person of one's own argument, one's own view, one's own opinion. Being a person of a given school of thought is said to be a vadi. Vadi means speaker. Yaha vadati saha vadi. Nakara anta pullinga shabdaha vadinna shabdaha. Vadi bihi means by speakers. Speaker, who are the speakers here? Not any speaker. people of different schools of thought who hold on to their own view and opinion strongly and who present their arguments, okay, and such people are vadinaha. So such vadibhihi bahudha chintyamanaha anekadha chintyamanaha. This atma is understood in many ways, different ways, variously by different people of different schools of thought. As what some people argue, what asti, atma asti, and then people say atma nasti. There are people who argue, say, stating atma exists. There is a group of people who also state personally argument saying nasti. Atma is karta. They say atma is the doer, they say. And some people say, no, atma is akarta. Atma is non-doer. Atma is shuddha. Some people say atma is shuddha, pure. But some say atma is ashuddha. No, atma is not pure. Iti, in this manner, or iti tas, anekad ityadi, anekadha, ityadi, ityadyanekadha, chintyamanaha vadibihi, vadibihi chintyamanaha asti. Atma is already being thought or understood by different people of different schools of thought, of different opinions and views. Thus, as what? Atma exists, Atma does not exist, Atma is the doer, Atma is the non-doer, Atma is pure, Atma is impure. In thus, okay, Atma is thought by different people of different schools of thought, of the people of different views. Therefore, Atma cannot be understood clearly. It is not possible to understand Atma clearly unless it is imparted by a competent teacher. If avarena proktaha, prakrita buddhina proktaha, hirena proktaha, then the clear, doubt-free understanding does not happen. Okay, therefore what? Who are the people here? Who are the people? So, he Shankaracharya just mentions only the Sankhya, he implies, he has asti. Asti, and there are so many people of different schools of thought. We have Shaddarshanani, people of six schools of thought. We have this, even Bauddhas, there are four Buddhist schools of thought. Four. We have Sankhyas. We have Nyayikas. And we also have Vedantinaha. So Vedantinaha do not come under the category of any of the six schools of thought. Okay. So, all these, the logicians, Nyayikaha, Vaiseshikaha, Sankhyas philosophers, you got all these philosophers, they have different views of this Atma. Therefore, unless it is taught by a Varaha, Ananyaha, it is possible for one to get confused. When you listen to other people's presentation of their views, and you will be, the way they present is, we are intelligent people, and it is, you may be easily, shaken. Your understanding may be shaken. Now, your understanding must be unshakable, clear, doubt-free, assertively. For which one must study taught by a varaha sikshakaha. That's the meaning. Katham punaha sugnyeyaha ityuchyate. Katham punaha sugnyeyaha. Okay. Katham how. Okay. How Atma can be understood clearly, doubtlessly, assertively. Ityuchyate. That is said here now. Ananya prokte. Ananya prokte. Ananyena. Okay. First, Shankaracharya explains beautifully the word ananyaha. Ananya prokte means ananyena prokte. Ananyena prokte, ananya prokte. Tritiya tatpurusha samasaha. You know very well. Ananya prokte, ananyena prokte. When it is imported by ananyaha. Okay. Who is ananyaha? Shankaracharya says, aprithak darshina acharyena. Ananyena is equal to aprithak darshina acharyena. So ananyena means acharyena, but kidrushena acharyena, aprithak darshina. See, prithak darshi, yaha sarvam prithak pashyati, atmanam prithak pashyati, jagat prithak pashyati, saha prithak darshi. Prithak means separate, separation, can it? Prithak darshi, yaha prithak pashyati, saha prithak darshi. The one who sees separately, one who sees oneself being, one who sees oneself separately, separate from the whole. One who sees oneself separate from the truth. One who sees oneself separated from Bhagavan, Ishvara. He's a prithak darshi. One who sees oneself a separate individual, he's prithak darshi. Aprithak darshi. Aprithak darshi means one who does not see oneself being separate. One who sees oneself being non-separate from Ishvara, the whole. One who sees one's own self being non-separate. Aprithak darshi is one who sees oneself being non-separate from Ishvara. One who sees oneself being the very reality. One who sees one's own self being non-separate from the truth, reality, Brahma. Aprithak darshi. Prithak ajnani is a prithak darshi. Prithak darshanam is bondage. Prithak darshanam is bondage. Seeing oneself being different from the truth, seeing oneself being separate from Ishvara is what? Prithak darshanam is bondage. In prithak darshanam, there's isolation, there's individuality, there's separation, there's the problem of the fundamental problem of smallness being centered on I, thereby samsara. Whereas in aprithak darshanam, in the vision of one's own self being non-separate from the truth, non-separate from the whole, there is mokshaha, there is freedom. Okay. Aprithak darshi, aprithak darshanam yasya. Aprithak darshanam yasya, saha aprithak darshi. Is it clear? Aprithak darshanam yasya asti saha brahmanishtaha. Prithak darshanam yasya saha avaraha. Understand? Okay. Aprithak darshina acharyena. Ananyena means aprithak darshina acharyena. By a teacher who has aprithak darshanam. Who has the vision of one's own self being non-different from the truth, non-separate from Ishvara, the whole. Okay, again he's explaining beautifully. Pratipadya, pratipadya, brahmatma bhutena. Pratipadya, brahmatma bhutena, proktaha. Okay. Pratipadya, brahmatma. See, patipadya brahmatma bhutaha means one who remains as the one for whom Brahman being the Atma is very clear. Pratipadyaha Patipadya Brahmabhutaha means the one who is with a clear understanding of Brahman being the Atma. For him, the truth of the universe is Brahma, and that truth is all pervasive. That all pervasive Brahman alone is there as the one's own self. For him, the truth is only one. Truth is secondless. Truth is non-dual. So that the truth of the whole universe, which lends existence to the whole jagat alone, is there as the innermost essence of every being, thereby as one's own self, very truth of the I. The person of such a vision is said to be what? Pratipadya Brahmatma Bhutaha. Pratipadya Brahmatma Bhutaha. So, when this teacher is unfolding the nature of the self, he is unfolding the nature of what? Nature of the reality of the whole jagat. But when he is unfolding the nature of the reality of the whole jagat, how does he help the student arrive at the truth? As the very truth of one's own self. And if the teacher has to impart the knowledge of the nature of reality, obtaining as one's own self, he must already have the clear vision of the reality being one's own self. Therefore, Pratipadya Brahmatma Bhutaha. Pratipadyam Brahma Atma. Pratipadya Brahma Eva Atma. Pratipadya Brahma Atma. Atma Bhutaha means what? One who is already reveling in the vision of the Brahman being Atma. Brahman which is being taught, which is being imparted. Pratipadya Brahma Atma Bhutaha. Very nice expression. Pratipadya means that which is being taught, that which is taught. Patipadyamana, that's the mean. Patipadya. Patipadya means Brahma. The subject matter of teaching is what? Brahma. That Brahman is what is that Brahma? One's own self. And Bhutaha means the one for whom the Brahman being one's own self is already very clear. He is Patipadya Brahmatma Bhutaha. Bhacha teacher. Apruthak darshina acharyena pratipadya brahmatma bhutena. He is already atma. For him, already if you ask him, Hacha jnani, aham atma, aham brahmasmi, that vision he already has. The person who has this clear vision, vision that aham brahmasmi, aham atma, he is said to be pratipadya brahmatma bhutaha. Vihacha person, proktaha. Proktaha means uktaha. Uktaha, proktaha means what? Imparted. Okay. Atmani, gatihi. Okay, here we got it. Prokte, ukte, atmani. When the nature of the self is unfolded by such a teacher who is apruthak darshi and who is patipadya brahmatma bhutaha, then gatihi, understanding, attainment of moksha. Gatihi, here gatihi is, even though the word gatihi means mokshaha also, the end. Gatihi in this context means what? Understanding. Avagatihi. Gatihi. Anekadha asti. Anekadha asti. Gati. Anekadha asti. Nasti ityadi lakshana chinta. Anekadha asti means what? Nast, asti, nasti, iti. Ityadi Lakshana Chinta. Gatihi Anekadha means what? Gatihi Anekadha means many ways of understanding, various forms of understanding means what? Asti, Nasti, Ityadi Lakshana Chinta. Asti, Nasti, Ityadi Lakshana Chinta. Thinking, different ways of thinking, different, the various ways of thinking in terms of Atma is, Atma does not exist, Atma is the doer, Atma is the non-doer, Atma is pure, Atma is not pure, such, okay? Various ways of thinking. Gatihi atra asmin atmani nasti. Such wrong understanding, misunderstanding of the Atma in terms of whether it exists or does not exist, is pure, it is not pure, etc., is not there. Atra asmin atmani nasti. Nasti means na vidyate. Chinta. Asti nasti ityadi lakshana chinta. Chinta means understanding, gatihi. Atra asmin atmani nasti. There's no such doubt with reference to this Atma. Nasti means na vidyate. Why? Sarva vikalpa gati pratyastamitatvat atmanaha. Sarva vikalpa gati pratyastamitatvat atmanaha. Sarva vikalpa gati. Sarvesham vikalpanam gatihi sarva vikalpa gatihi. Vikalpaha means different view. Sarvesham vikalpanam gatihi. Understanding of different views, different opinions. Okay, sarvesham vikalpanam gatihi means sarvesham vikalpanam avagatihi. Understanding of different views. Understanding of all various views, various opinions, contentions. Vikalpaha means various contentions. Sarvesha vikalpanam gatihi. Understanding of various contentions, various views, various opinions. Pratyastamitam. Pratyastamitatvat. Prati astamitam. Astamita means resolved. Pratyastamitam. Totally resolved. Pratyastamita participle. Pratyastamitatvam. Atma has pratyastamitatvam. Means what? Atma is that in which all the various misconceptions, various contentions and opinions become resolved. Atmanaha pratyastamitatvam asti. Atma enjoys the status of being the truth in which all various contentions become resolved. Is it clear? Atma is not an object of any contention. Atma is not an object of any view. Okay, Atma cannot be an object of view. Atma is the very reality, very truth in which all various contentions and views become resolved. So, Atmanaha Sarva Vikalpagati Pratyastamitattvam Atmanaha Asti means what? Atma enjoys, has the status of being, the truth in which the resolution of all various contentions, in which all contentions become resolved. Why Panchami Bhakti here? Pratyastamitattvat Atmanaha. As the Panchami Bhakti, Hetvarthe Panchami. As Atma enjoys the status of being the very truth in which all the contentions and views become resolved, is what? Atma is not object of any contention. Therefore, when it is taught by an acharya, proper acharya, competent teacher, okay, here that all those various views become resolved, the doubts will not be there. A person will have suvijnanam, have a clear doubt-free understanding, ascertained understanding. That is what is meant here. Katham punaha suvijnyaha ityuchyate. How can his atma be understood as something which has been clearly understood? How atma can be clearly understood, doubtlessly understood, when it is taught by apruthak darshi acharyaha, who is a pratipadya brahmatma bhutaha? Then all these doubts also will become resolved. Doubts raised, caused by what? People of different schools of thought. And when a person arrives at the Atma, what is Atma for him? Atma is not object of any contention, any view or opinion. Atma is the very reality which is beyond all reasoning, in which alone all these various contentions become resolved. Without Atma, no contention is possible. No view is possible. No opinion is possible. Is it clear? Without Atma, no view, no contention, no opinion is possible. Atma is not an object of any opinion or view. I have this view. Means what? View is possible because you are there. Let me make it very clear. I have this view of this. So I present my argument. You have the view. The view is possible because you are there. And you are there because the source, what are you? Atma is. Therefore, this is how we have to understand. I just enjoy my own Bhashyam class. I don't know how much you all enjoy my class. And every time I say something, sometimes I become little emotional because I'm master. Swamiji comes to my mind. Exactly what he said comes to my mind. Now, even though so clear the understanding is there, sometimes I feel just Swamiji comes exactly what he said. See, astam gach means he just disappears. Isn't it? Astam gach suryaha udayati suryaha astam gachati. Astamitam bhavati means what? It sets, it becomes resolved. Astamitam. It disappears, that's the meaning. See, Atma does not disappear. Okay, Atma has the status of being that in which all various contentions become resolved. Resolve means what? Atma is the truth without which no contention is possible. Understand? It's very, very subtle teaching. Atma is the very reality. Because reality of every opinion, every view. What does it mean? Any view is possible, any contention is possible, any reasoning is possible, any opinion is possible only because of the existence of Atma. So that Atma is said to be what? The truth of any view. But Atma is not an object of view. Atma is an object of contention. Atma is the very truth because of which any view is possible. That Atma, understand, that is the fact revealed here. Therefore, all these various contentions become what? Become negated. When Atma understood as that in which all the views resolve. Sarva vikalpagati pratyastamitattvat atmanaha Satma enjoys the status of being the truth in which all the understanding of all these different views become resolved. Okay. So what Atma is distinct. So the clear understanding happens means when the nature of the Atma is unfolded by a person for whom the reality is the very self, the truth of I. So, Pratipadya Brahma Bhutaha, Apruthak Darshi, beautiful things. When it is teaching an unfolded by such a person, how can he miss the vision? You know, and then what a clear understanding happens. Misunderstanding does not happen, wrongness does not happen, clear understanding happens. In clear understanding, how you arrive at it? You arrive at the, when it is unfolded by the teacher, you arrive at the Atma as the very Swarupam of yourself. And thereby, you arrive at the fact that Atma is distinct from all the views, all the contentions. Atma is the very truth of all contentions. Therefore, Atma is that in which all views become resolved. Atma is not an object of any contention or view. Is it clear? Okay. We'll go ahead. Don't worry. I'll explain this sentence again when we do the nature of the Atma. The same thing will later on come across. See, this understanding is not a physical resolution. Physically, when you say wave is water, what do you do? What does it mean? I say we resolve wave in its water, in its truth cognitively, which means wave cannot exist at all without the water. This is when you say wave is water, first sentence number one. What second sentence? Wave, the truth of the wave is water. Which means there's no such a thing called wave without water. There cannot be wave at all without the water. This is what is implied by the statement when you say wave is resolved in its truth, the water, by saying wave is water. Therefore, every view is Atma. Any view is Atma. Any contention is Atma. But Atma is free from all contentions. Is it clear? This is how a person arrives at the Atma. When he is taught by Pratipadya Brahma Bhutaha, Brahmatma Bhutaha, Apratakdarshi Acharya. Okay, next. Now, having given a beautiful meaning for this word Ananyaha, No, Shankar Bhagavatpada himself gives another meaning of the word ananyaha. Aprithakdarshi pratipatya brahmatma bhotaha. I want to memorize these words. Who is an ananyaha? Brahmanishtaha, shrotriyaha. You learned these two words from other Upanishad. And here you have learned this word ananyaha. And ananyaha is anyaha yasya nasti sa ananyaha. Means aprithakdarshi pratipadya brahma bhutat pratipadya brahmatma bhutaha acharyaha. Now he gives another meaning. Athava swatma bhute ananyasmin atmani prokte. Swatmabhute ananyasmin atmani swatmabhute ananyasmin atmani prokte ananya prokte gatihi atra anya avagatihi nasti. Ananyasmin atmani prokte. Ananyasmin swatma bhute. For this person, when he is the teacher for whom atma alone is, without a second thing, in his absolutely, even though he is teaching, when he is teaching, he addresses the student. Okay? The student sitting in front of him. I am a teacher, you are a student. That dvaitam he experiences, the dvaita, the duality, the teacher taught duality he perceives. Without that perception, that relatively it is real, relatively real. I am a teacher, you are a student. How can he teach if there is no student in front of him? This perceptual duality he accepts, he understands. So there is a world. I am here. So perceptual, accepting, understanding the perceptual duality is there, but still, ananyasmin atmani prokte. Remaining as the self, which is secondless, with that vision, and he remaining with that absolute vision of oneness of Atma without the second one, when it is taught by such a teacher, gatihi means what? Atra anya avagatihi nasti. There is no other understanding. Anya atra anya avagatihi nasti means other wrong understanding or misunderstanding does not happen. When this Atma is imparted, Atma Jnanam is imparted, the nature of the Atma is unfolded by a teacher in whose vision there is no second thing other than the Atma. There, Anya Avagatihi Nasti. There's no understanding of anything else. Anyasya avagatihi nasti. There's no understanding of anything else other than the Atma. Very beautiful. Anyasya avagatihi anya avagatihi nasti. There is no understanding of anything else other than the Atma happens. Understanding of the Atma alone happens. Atra anya avagatihi nasti. And what is there? Gatihi. There is only understanding. Which understanding? Ananyasmin atmani prokte. The Atma, which is secondless reality, is imparted by a teacher in whose vision there's no second thing. in whose vision absolutely there is no second thing, though he accepts the perceptual duality, then there is no understanding of anything other than the Atma. Anya avagatihi nasti. There is no understanding of anything other than the Atma. Jnayasya anyasya abhavat. Very beautiful. Jnayasya anyasya abhavat. As there is nothing to be known other than the Atma. Jnayasya anyasya abhavat. Due to the absolute absoluteness, okay, due to the absence, abhavat, due to the absence of a second thing to be known. Jnayasya anyasya abhavat. Abhavat, due to the absence of what? Of another thing to be known. Jnayasya anyasya abhavat. Due to the absence of another thing to be known, other thing which can be known, there happens what? That there does not happen understanding of anything else other than the Atma. Got it? Atma alone becomes understood. Which means the teaching is so clear, the student also has the Ananyatva Jnanam. The student also has the clear understanding of the oneness of Atma, secondlessness of Atma, non-duality of the Atma. In students' vision, the students' understanding also, there is no such a second thing other than the Atma. The teacher has his vision, there is no second thing other than the Atma. When the nature of Atma is imparted by such a teacher, in the student's mind also, the same vision rises, same vision comes, that there is no second thing other than the Atma. Understand? There is a second thing other than the Atma. And when the student also has the same vision that there is no second thing other than the Atma, which must know. Anya avagatihi nasti. Atra anya avagatihi nasti. There is no understanding of anything else. Means what? There is only understanding of the Atma. But the understanding of the Atma means how? Atma is the only thing which is there absolutely. Once arivati Atma, there is absence. You understand what? Due to the absence of another thing which can be known, there does not happen understanding of anything else other than the understanding of the Atma. Is it clear? Very nice. This is all about Ananyaha, which I already told this, but here Shankaracharya brings a second one. First he said, Apruthak Darshi Acharyaha Pratipadya Brahmatma Bhotaha. Okay, then he says, thereby he presents Atma as the very truth in which all the views become resolved. Now only he says the meaning which I already said. Swatma Bhute Ananyasmin. When Atma alone is there, for this Jnani, the teacher, Atma alone is Swatma Bhute. When Atma alone is Ananyasmin, when nothing else other than Atma is there, Prokte, Atmani, Prokte. When Atma is Atma Jnanam is important by such a teacher in whose vision Atma alone is, there's no other thing, then there is Gatihi. Ananya Prokte Gatihi. There's only proper understanding of Atma alone. Which means Atra Ananya Gatihi. Anya avagatihi nasti. Anya avagatihi nasti means what? There is no understanding of anything else. The understanding of Atma alone happens. Understanding of anything else does not happen because of the absence of anything else which can be known. Got it? See, once you understand water is the truth of the ocean, then you understand the whole way ocean is water means. What else is there to be understood with reference to way ocean? Nothing, isn't it? And so second thing, whole jagat is Brahma. Understand the Atma being Brahma. Then you say whole jagat is Brahma. Then what is that to be understood? No second thing. Such vision. Okay. Very nice. Jnayasya anyasya abhavat atra anya avagatihi nasti. Due to the absence of anything other than Atma which can be known, there is no understanding of anything else happens. There happens only understanding of the Atma. When the Atma is, Atma Jnana is imparted by a teacher in whose vision there's only Atma, other nothing other than the Atma is. Beautiful. Okay. I'm moving on to second sentence. Next sentence. Jnanasya hi yesha para nishtha. Beautiful. What is paranishtha? Yesha hi jnanasya paranishtha. Yad atma ekatva vijnanam. Jnanasya yesha paranishtha yad atma ekatva vijnanam. Atmanaha ekatva vijnanam, atma ekatva vijnanam, shashti tatpurusha samasaha. Atmanaha ekatva vijnanam, the ascertained vision of the oneness of the Atma. Vijnanam, ascertained vision, doubt-free, clear understanding of the oneness of Atma. Atmanaha ekatvasya vijnanam. Atmanaha ekatvasya vijnanam. Atma ekatva vijnanam. Vijnanam, clear, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge of the oneness of the Atma. You know, clear, doubt-free understanding of the Atma is with what? Oneness of Atma. This clear, doubt-free, ascertained understanding, a knowledge of the oneness of Atma implies what? Secondlessness. The non-duality of the Atma alone is said to be what? Jnanasya yesha paranishtha. Nishtha is a stilinga shabdha. Therefore, paranishtha. See, jnanasya paranishtha means exalted absolute vision in which all forms of knowledge culminate. Bhakti culminates. Why paranishtha? If a person has the clear, doubt-free vision of the oneness of the Atma, then bhakti culminates there. Devotion culminates, worship culminates, prayer culminates, all forms of knowledge also culminate there. Therefore, this is the Paranishtha, Jnanasya Paranishtha. This is the zenith of, the peak of the wisdom where all forms of knowledge culminate. Sangeeta Jnanam, Nritya Jnanam, Art Jnanam, Science Jnanam, Mathematics Jnanam, all forms of knowledge, all forms of disciplines also culminate. How long would you be practicing disciplines? Shamaha, Damaha, Uparamaha, Titiksha, Shaddha, Samadhanam, all the Vedas, all the Shastrams have served their purpose. How long will you be worshipping Bhagavan? How long will you be praying to Bhagavan? How long will you be devoted to Bhagavan? So this devotion, prayer, worship, all disciplines, all forms of knowledge culminate in the attainment of this doubt-free, ascertained vision of the oneness of the Atma. Therefore, this is what now Parajnanasya Paranishtha. Exalted, ultimate vision in which all forms of absolute wisdom, in which all forms of absolute state of the knowledge. Because after this, the desire for a knowing anything will resolve. The desire, the phenomenon called desire will resolve for good. You cannot entertain any, try to have any desire at all afterwards. Even the teacher can teach only because of his, only because of the compassion. Again, to respect the Shastra, because which gave him or her the tuition, has to teach. There's no desire. There's no desire at all. All desires will resolve. Then all desires will resolve. Anger will resolve. All emotions will resolve. Therefore, no action is possible afterwards. No pursuit of any knowledge is possible afterwards. One can learn something afterwards also, but not for happiness. I'll be happy only if I study this. No. Jnanis, even after attainment of jnanam also, they can be interested in knowing many things. It's not for happiness. It's only remaining in happiness they can do something, it's seeing everything as Bhagavan Vibhuti. Okay? Therefore, Jnanasya Phi Esha Paranishtha, this is the exalted absolute wisdom in which all disciplines, devotion, the devotee, deity difference, Bhaktaha, Bhagavan difference resolves. Worship culminates. Then no more worship, no more prayer. Everything culminates. All forms of knowledge culminate. Yad, what is that knowledge? Atmanaha ekatva vijnanam. Atma ekatva vijnanam. Atmaikatva vijnanam. Ataha avagantavya abhavat na gatihi atra avasishyate. Ataha, therefore, avagantavyasya abhavat. There's nothing which has to be known due to the absence of anything which has to be known. Avagantavyasya abhavat. Due to the absence of something which should be known, ന ഗതിഹി അത്ര അവശിഷ്യത്തെ. നോ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡിംഗ് ഓഫ് എനിത്തിങ് എൽസ് റിമെയിൻസ്. നോ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡിംഗ് ഓഫ് എനിത്തിങ് എൽസ് റിമെയിൻസ് മീൻസ് വാട്ട്? എവ്രിതിങ് ബിക്കംസ് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റുഡ് ആസ് ഇറ്റ് വേർ. എവ്രിതിങ് ബിക്കംസ് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റുഡ് ആസ് ഇറ്റ്. അത്ര ന ഗതിഹി അവശിഷ്യത്തെ. അത്ര ന അവശിഷ്യത്തെ. ഗതിഹി ന ഗതിഹി അത്ര അവശിഷ്യത്തെ. That does not remains the understanding means what? There does not remain the understanding means what? Of anything else. Which also means what? There cannot be misunderstanding. There cannot be wrong understanding. There cannot be non-understanding. Because nothing remains to be understood. Everything has become understood as it were. Why? Avagantavyasya abhavat. You can mistake something for Atma, only something else is there. Isn't it? When it is taught by a right clear teacher, when the understanding of Atma happens, finished. You understand Atma alone is. When that clear understanding happens, the clear understanding happens in such a way that you have the clear vision of a second thing being not there. Therefore, wrong understanding cannot happen. Got it? Amazing. Shankaracharya's Bhashyam makes something different, isn't it? അതഃ അവഗന്തവ്യസ്യ അഭാവാത് ന ഗതിഹി അത്ര അവശിഷ്യത്തെ. വാട്ട് ഇസ് ദ വേർഡ് യു ഹാവ് ദർ? ലെറ്റ് മീ നോ.
ഗന്തവ്യം.
ഓക്കെ 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 ലെറ്റ് മീ ടെൽ യു വൈ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ്. ഗതിഹി ലിറ്ററലി മീൻസ് എൻഡ്, ബട്ട് ഗതിഹി ഓൾസോ മീൻസ് വാട്ട്? അവഗതിഹി, അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡിംഗ്. Therefore, gantavyasya abhavat means there's nothing which has to be arrived at. There's nothing which can be, which has to be understood. Understand? Gantavyasya abhavat, due to the absence of something which should be understood, arrived at. Arriving at also means what? Understanding. There's no understanding of anything else possible. That does not remain. Na avasishyate. Gatihi atra na avasishyate. No understanding of anything else remains there. Therefore what? What it implies is, wrong understanding, misunderstanding also is not possible in the wake of the clear understanding of the oneness of the Atma. Okay. I'll stop here. Very beautiful. We'll continue next class. Okay? This is really good. Good, clear understanding. I think I'm going to make you all memorize important words. Better we learn here. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate പൂർണ്ണസ്യ പൂർണമാദായ പൂർണമേവാവശിഷ്യതേ. ഓം ശാന്തി ശാന്തി ശാന്തി. ഹരി ഓം തത്സത്. ശ്രീ ഗുരുഭ്യോ നമഃ. ഹരി ഓം.